Beis HaMikdash was destroyed many years ago. We hope it will be rebuilt very soon. We won't have to observe Tisha B'Av. We won't have to observe the rest of the 9 days. But in case it's not rebuilt, then we have Minhagim, Ashkenazim have Minhagim that we observe partial Avelas during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days. And Tisha B'Av, it's a real Din D'Rabbanan, it's not a Minhag. So one of the Minhagim that the Ashkenazim have is that we observe Avelas during the 9 days, parallel to that of Shloshim. When Chalila, somebody dies, so first we have a more intense Avelas of Shiva, 7 days. Then to the end of the month, you have a less intense Avelas of Shloshim. Then to the end of the first year, have a less intense Avelas of Yud Beis Chodesh. One only says Kaddish for the first 11 months, but the Avelas still has to be observed to the end of the 12th month. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that all Minhagim have to fit into some pattern of halacha. You have a million dinim, you have a million minhagim, and it looks like a big hodgepodge. And that's the whole idea of learning, to try to figure out what's the system, what's the pattern over here. So we have a principle in the Gemara called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. All the dinim deRabbanan have to be based on dinim deraisa. You have to use building blocks, principles that exist on the level of deraisa when you're making a din deRabbanan. So when you learn commentary of the Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch, you'll get the clear impression that he understood that the same is true regarding Minhagim. Minhagim have to fit into some pattern of halacha. You can't just have a minig in the middle of nowhere. Every minig has a good reason, but that's not enough. The minig has to be kein, has to fit into a din d'oraisa. So here, by the mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we have the opposite from what we have by one who dies. They were building up. So first, starting from Shavasa B'Tammuz, Ashkenazim have these minhagim. Sfardim don't have all these minhagim. Ashkenazim have the minhag that we observe the least avelas parallel to Yud Beis Chodesh. Then starting for the 9 days, Ashkenazim have the minhag, we observe a more intense avelas preparing for the morning of Tisha B'Av. Then on Tisha B'Av, that's not a minhag, that's a real takana d'rabbanan. One has to observe avelas parallel to that of Shiva. So the 9 days, if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, everything is gone. All the avelas is gone. But the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, so then Friday is Rosh Chodesh, and that for the Ashkenazim is the beginning of the 9 days. So the 9 days we observe an avelas that's parallel to that of Shloshim. So what's the significance? So there are two dinim that we have to know. Fleishiks and wine, that's a different meaning, nothing to do with avelas, and that they'll take care of in the kitchen. That's not our issue. Those of you who are Ashkenazim shouldn't eat fleishiks during the 9 days unless they're going to make a scene. Fine. But as far as we're concerned, the only two things we have to know is that haircuts we're not allowed to take, starting from Shavasa B'Tammuz, but cutting your nails you're permitted to do up until the 9 days. But you should cut your nails before the 9 days to avoid nail cutting during the 9 days. That's one of the dinim of Shloshim that the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch say. That should be observed during the 9 days. And the other minig that you have to know is, that's carried over from Shloshim, the other minig you have to know is as far as wearing cleanly laundered clothing. So if you went mountain climbing and your shirt is all, underwear you can change, that's not a problem. Underwear, you always change your underwear because it's all full of perspiration and grease. But as far as your top shirt is concerned, see, if the shirt is in decent condition, you just want to look very snazzy the next day, you want to wear a nice, new, clean shirt every day, so then you're supposed to try on all your shirts before the 9 days. So what people do is, they put on 5 shirts, one on top of the other, before Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Friday, so you got another 2 days, today and tomorrow. So you try on a lot of shirts, you wear the shirt for 15 minutes, so then you're allowed to wear those shirts during the 9 days. And if you didn't try on the shirts during the 9 days, Shabbos, all the dinim are off. Shabbos, you can wear clean shirts. You don't have to wear it in advance. But if you have a shirt that you wore one day, and basically it's clean, and it's not all sweated up, and you would be prepared to wear it the next day, the only thing is that you'd like to wear a cleaner shirt, a brand new shirt. So those shirts you have to try on before. But if the shirt is all sweated up, then it's like underwear, then for sure you're allowed to put on a clean new shirt, even during the 9 days. Have a nice day.